She used to do beadwork and I don't know if she ever did quilting, but I know she did basket making, and she used to do fishing, and she was telling me really, really good stories about the things that she used to do. But that's what I was trying to get out of my mom.
Bernice, when you were in school, did they teach any of those things?
No. Well, knitting, I guess they taught us how to knit. We learned to make a scarf. That's about all.
What do you think? Do you think that there's anything that would help the younger people to begin to learn, any kind of program or anything that you think would help to ease them into quilting?
I don't know, or I guess we'd have brought it up before this if we knew what to do, because they're all so busy with the outside world. There's so much going on for them.
How is your life different from theirs as you were going from a young woman, from the time you were a young woman? What are the differences between your life and theirs?
Oh, well, there's so much more to do for them these days. When I was young, the only place I had to go was to church. Went to church two times a day on Sunday. Now I can't get them to go to church. There's too many other things going on. That's what I find anyway.
This is so much lighter.
Are there any more pressures on the young women to work outside of the home?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Do you think that if they knew that money was involved, like after you did the blanket and you sold it, you could make good money on it, do you think that would make a difference? Because if the women on the reserve are not having anything to do and they're not bringing in the money, maybe that might make a difference in their life, that they would want to learn quilting.
Well, the ambitious ones are already working out. They all have jobs, and so that makes a difference. They have their own jobs, the ones that want to work.
One of the things I noticed up at West Bay and Leakey was that they had a store, a craft store, to sell their goods right on the reserve. Both to sell to other Native people and to tourists and whatnot. Do you think that's something that would?
Yeah, I think they've talked about that here before. Set up a store. But I don't know if we'd be involved in that, because we just mainly work for the church, our group here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could still market your things there, even if the money went to the church.
Well. Yeah, we could.
Is there a reason why you have stitches here and there on your blanket?
That thread? Oh, that's just excess thread. It can be just cut off. See? It's just some thread sticking up. We only have one spool.
So usually how long do you do this, like when you come for a day, what time do you start, what time do you finish?
About 10 o'clock, and we stay till 4:30. We have lunch together, everybody brings something for lunch, and we just put it together and have lunch. Sarah brought a nice pie today. Would you like a piece?
Oh, sure. If you don't mind.
What is it called?
Elderberry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you some. Oh my gosh. I forgot about this.
I was trying to unplug you, but you were walking too fast.
Okay.
Forgot all about it.